and welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool and clear night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies remain clear, promising a pleasant start to the day. Jerusalem is experiencing mild conditions with a gentle breeze, while Haifa enjoys a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from the Jerusalem Post, the IAEA is set to remove nuclear material from a Syrian site in a U.S.-brokered deal. Also, earlier today, Israel Hayom reports a covert deal involving Trump, Israel, and Damascus over a secret nuclear site in Syria. Also this hour, Maariv covers the expected removal of nuclear material from Site 99 in Syria with the IAEA at the helm. Separately, JNS says Iran demands Gaza disarmament and a new Saudi pact are reshaping the Middle East. And finally, in earlier reporting, Axios highlights material from the Al-Kibar reactor project stored at a site monitored by Israel for 2 years. Reaction has been swift on social media. Military expert Murad Aslan, posting just minutes ago, analyzes Iran's response to the Mecca Pact and Saudi deterrence. Ihab Hassan shared insights on regional dynamics, writing earlier today. Seth Franzman posted earlier that separating civilians from Hamas is crucial for new governance and rights in Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IAEA's planned removal of nuclear material from Syria. According to the Jerusalem Post, this U.S.-brokered deal aims to secure nuclear material at a site Syrian officials claim they were unaware of. The agreement seeks to prevent further tensions between Israel and Syria. This development could ease regional anxieties over nuclear proliferation. Turning to the covert deal reported by Israel Hayom, Axios reveals that this secret agreement involves former President Trump, Israel, and Damascus. The material stored from the Al-Kibar reactor project has been a focus for Israel over the past 2 years. This deal could mark a significant step in Middle Eastern diplomacy, potentially averting crises. Meanwhile, Maariv details the IAEA's role in the removal of nuclear material from Syria's Site 99. The operation follows behind-the-scenes understandings between key international players. This action could stabilize an otherwise volatile situation, providing relief to neighboring countries. Finally, JNS discusses how Iran's demands and a new Saudi pact are reshaping the Middle East. The implications for Gaza disarmament and broader regional relations are profound. This could redefine alliances and power dynamics in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Kitek reports that Israel's quantum technology scene is at a pivotal moment. Joab Rosenberg from Deep 33 Ventures stresses the need for global investment to match government efforts. This could position Israel as a leader in the quantum technology sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a major sale event in iLoot with up to 70% off on Apple products. Maksane Hashmal is joining iDigital in this outlet fair. Such sales events boost local commerce and draw consumers to the region. And finally, Walla Business examines the implementation test of travel points into real flights. Flycard is navigating a market saturated with ticket options and promises. For consumers, it's about translating points into tangible travel experiences. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.